Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Remember last time I was like, we're going to get back on schedule.
Nope.
That was like 2 months ago.
A certain holiday happened where a certain person was resurrected, and then we got a little distracted.
That's
and then
true.
A month passed. So
yes.
Now we're in Star Wars Day. So
yeah, we were going to record on Easter, and now it's Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Yeah. Happy Star Wars Day happy to everyone. Wars May Day. The Force be with you.
Happy Resurrection.
Happy
Resurrection. We're talking
I hope you love resurrect themselves.
We talk about how Darth Vader fell into the lava and he was resurrected as Anakin.
As Return of the Jedi, yeah.
Darth Vader, yeah.
What a Jesus story that one is.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well. What is this? Who are we? What are we doing?
Guys, I'm just going to say it. We're Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Oh,
here we talk about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we take that discussion, base a entire podcast off of that discussion where we make up an entire movie screenplay right here on the spot where we come up with all the characters, all the dialogue, all the action, all the settings, and everything else in between. So today, it's my turn to talk about a movie I've seen. Ooh, but the thing is, all three of us have seen this movie.
Whoa. Wait, I think it's also important to note this is Screenplay at night.
At night.
It is Screenplay at night.
You can't tell. There's a window behind me, but I'm in Minecraft. If you're watching,
in Minecraft.
World. Somebody get him out!
At night.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Someone save me! Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god. I can see Herobrine! Oh my god! A creeper!
Yeah, man.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
So,
what did you see?
Well, Jake. We all saw Godzilla versus
Godzilla.
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 Godzilla versus Kong.
So what is it?
The thing is, like, I think it's funny that it was, like, we waited so long to do this podcast that we all saw it, like, the opening weekend it came out, and now it's off of HBO Max.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's already off of HBO Max.
Good thing we watched it.
Yeah, good thing we watched it when we could.
My sister and her fiancé went to see it in the theater.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, scam.
Scam.
I mean, they could have watched it on HBO for free.
Oh, huh. I was like, was the movie theater a scam? It was a money laundering scheme.
That's what I was thinking.
So Alec, tell us about the plot.
So tell us about Kong versus Zong
of Godzilla.
So Godzilla versus Kong. It starts off with Godzilla, right? Godzilla's attacking that one.
He attacks a laboratory.
He attacks that laboratory that's hosing a certain robot. but he doesn't find it in time, and then he goes back into the water, and then we go and see Kong.
He's on Skull Island.
He's on a man-made Skull Island.
It's like a dome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's living under the dome.
And then, like, the people there who aren't important, except for, like, the little girl that I don't even remember the name.
Can I just say, I didn't care about any of the people in this movie.
All those people suck.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All the people sucked.
Okay, you know who my least favorite
I like the
person.
Little girl that was with King Kong.
Yeah.
But she, like, didn't talk at all, so I thought, I'm just like,
that's why
that kind of sucks.
Who was your least favorite person, Jesse? Was it Millie Bobby Brown?
It's not Millie Bobby Brown. It's that podcaster guy that she likes.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah.
My least favorite character too.
Listen, screw conspiracy theorists.
Oh, that guy? Fuck that guy.
Like even to joke about fluoride being like not good for you, like that's not a fun joke. That's a silly joke. People believe that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about fluoride in the water. Fluoride is good for you, people. You can continue drinking your city water.
And you can believe Jesse because he's now a master of public health.
He's a master of public health.
I also graduated too. Very important to note.
Yeah, happened in Skull Island.
In Skull Island.
Good job, Jake.
Oh my God, King Kong! Ah.
Okay. Anywho,
so
all right, what
so
happens
the
in this
people
movie?
The people on this dome are like, "Holy shit! Did you guys see Godzilla?" And they're like, "Yeah." What should we do? And they're like, "We gotta have a kaiju versus a kaiju. So we gotta get King Kong off of this island thing that we made
because Godzilla's
have him
coming
fight.
For him. Yeah,
yeah, and because Godzilla's coming. And yep, he's doing exactly that. So they put King Kong on a boat and travel him into the middle of the ocean towards. Were they going to like this kaiju portal?
They were going to the portal to the Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
I think
the Hollow Earth part was like the coolest part of this movie.
Yeah, it was. Like, so
besides the whole battle,
I mean, besides the fighting, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess they needed Kong to lead them to this power source. I guess
because he could feel it or something.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. He like knows where it is. Yeah. So the evil company that, you know, Godzilla attacked their factory or their laboratory. Mm-hmm. They went to the scientist who like discovered the Hollow Earth, and they were like, "We need you to take Kong and find the power source." Obviously, so that was like the whole that was like the MacGuffin of that whole first act.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, we're gonna take Kong to Hollow Earth and we're gonna find this power source.
Yeah,
but yeah, so they take him on this boat,
and then what happens?
And then Godzilla attacks,
shows up.
Oh my god,
it's crazy! Zilla. And there's Godzilla a big fight.
There's a big old fight, and Godzilla's thrashing King Kong shit.
Yeah, he wrecks King Kong. It's probably because King Kong doesn't swim very well.
Okay, well, as a Kong fan, and it was very disappointing to watch this movie. Because
Kong gets rocked.
He gets rocked every single fucking time.
There's like that one, like, 1 minute fight where he does pretty good, but then, like...
It was like basically a precursor to, like, the big climax fight, though, so... Like, not the big climax team-up fight, but the climax before that, where they, like, where again, Kong gets rocked.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Anyway, they go to the Hollow Earth, they find the power source. Who knows what it is?
Yeah, who knows?
I'll say it, I don't understand how it works.
No, and then during this, Millie Bobby Brown's characters with Brian Tyree Henry and also the kid from Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And Hunt for the Wilder People. And they're trying to, they're like, Millie Bobby Brown is like, Godzilla's good. We should help him, I guess. Right. We should find out what he's trying to do.
Right. And Brian Tyree Henry, he's trying to find out, like, what they're hiding. Ooh. Yeah. Because he's a conspiracy theorist and I hate him.
So and he works for the evil company. Like, he was able to find an inn. So they go into like the company.
That's right.
With these two kids in tow. And
this is weird.
And like they a little sus. And the three of them, they like. I mean, this is jumping some stuff, but we got.
They're like in Florida. They end up in China. Is it Hong Kong?
It's Hong Kong.
Because like we're on an underground, like
they go in like an underground train.
It's kind of like what's in The Incredibles.
Yeah, kind of. Anyhow,
That's their story.
And then, they go and they find like the and they see that there's this.
The
Ghidorah head, which is
that's being used to control Mechagodzilla. So. And then also there's this whole entire thing where like Brian Tyree Henry's character is like, my wife died and the only thing that I have to keep is this flask.
Right.
And you know that shit will be over for me the moment I decide to drink what's in this flask. So there's that whole thing. Then they go into Hollow Earth with King Kong, these other people, not those three.
Yeah.
The evil villains like sister or daughter is with them. So they like the four of them and like some other like people that can be killed off go with them with like these helicopter thingy things, and they go into Hollow Earth. King Kong traverses the plains of Hollow Earth and has a couple fights. And yeah, it's King Kong flexing.
Yeah.
So they find out that like there's like a history of Godzillas and King Kongs fighting is what I took it to be.
Yeah, but I mean it's pretty glossed over pretty quickly.
Yeah, and it's deep lore that we don't care for.
And then King Kong gets energy axe, and then Godzilla goes and he blows a hole all the way down to the center of the earth. I'm just
like,
jumping
while he's
ahead.
Just like chilling in Hong Kong or
you
whatever.
You have to notice that they found the power source and they sent it to the upstairs to the evil guy. Yeah. To power Mechagodzilla.
And so King Kong, like, takes the daughter, and he just squishes her and, like, throws the ship aside.
Well, yeah, they were, like, going with their little helicopter thing, and then he, like, catches them right before they go into the hole. And then he's just like, they're like,
Yeah, it's awesome.
I laughed. I was like, haha.
I like the part, yeah, that where Godzilla blows a hole to the middle of the earth.
Because I was watching, I was like, what the fuck is he doing? It was just...
Yeah. And then
and everyone was like, yeah, King Kong's gonna win. I don't think so.
So then King Kong goes up the hole to fight with Godzilla and the people who are down there who are still alive and the one remaining helicopter thingy thing, they go up the hole too.
Yeah.
And Godzilla and King Kong fight. I think this is the one where King Kong actually like wins.
King
a little
Kong
bit.
Gets like the upper hand for like a second.
And then,
and then Godzilla comes back rocks and, shit. And rocks him.
And the only way that King Kong can be resuscitated is with like this huge ass like electrical blast to his chest,
which the deaf native funny. Girl
is. Is Godzilla? He decides not to kill King Kong. He like has him like with his foot on his chest, and he's gonna like radiate his whole face, and he just lets him live. But anyway, he really just leaves King Kong to die.
Yeah.
And then he goes... Mechagodzilla comes and they fight.
And, like, Mechagodzilla is rocking Godzilla shit. And then the electrical blast resuscitates King Kong. And then they do a little team up and they take out Mechagodzilla. However, they don't really take out Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla is, like, rocking their shit. And then the only thing that stops them is this flask comes back. And... Hunt for Wilder People kid takes the flask and dumps it on the computer that's controlling Mechagodzilla. Mm-hmm. And then Mechagodzilla's like, oh shit, I have no brain now. No electrical waves to keep me going. And then they rock their shit.
And then the movie ends like really abruptly.
Yeah, it's like they do like a time skip kind of, and like there's people like the people are like back with King Kong in Hollow Earth,
and then it just ends. He's just vibing.
Yeah, he's just vibing. He's like, yo, I'm King Kong. I'm about to have a son because apparently Son of Kong might be the next one.
What? How is he gonna have a son?
I don't know. He's gonna do it asexually.
You know what? I'll say it. Is King Kong a male? I didn't see any King Kong penis.
Yeah, no King Kong peen.
King Kong peen. All right, before we start, which team was everybody?
Okay, so I was 100% Team Godzilla the whole way, and then I did have my doubts. I was talking to some people at work, and they were talking about how like I mean you know King Kong has a little bit of speed advantage, but that's it.
I mean, I liked King Kong better in the movie because he was pretty much the main character.
True. He was.
Like, he had more of an arc. True. But, I mean, looking back on it as a whole, Godzilla definitely did rock his shit.
I know Godzilla rocked his shit, but it was kind of like, I'm always going to be a Konger.
You'll be Team Kong forever.
I'll be Team Kong 5 ever.
Ride or die, baby.
Ride or die. All right, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do a big old monster movie. Fun times.
All right.
All right. Interior. Laboratory. Dead of night. like a male scientist in his 30s is running down a hallway. He is scared out of his fucking mind. There's a group of like four other scientists running behind him. One by one, you see them being like taken away.
One of the scientists is a gorilla.
Gorilla scientist. He runs faster than the male scientists.
Okay, yeah. Good. I didn't want gorilla scientists to die.
But one by one, they're being picked off.
Yeah.
Until it's just the male scientist and the gorilla scientist, they bored themselves into a room.
I think that'll hold.
The gorilla scientist is doing sign language. He says, yes, it will. but the calculations, something is wrong. He's signing this. This is the subtitles on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wait, they're okay.
Papyrus font.
I'll just do it again. The scientist reaches towards, like a spare whiteboard in the room, and he starts writing down all these complicated math equations.
In the background, you can hear, like, just thuds and, like, breaking of glass and, like things being, like, broken all over. You see, like, there's, like, the gorilla scientist, like, looks over at the window and the door and, like, all of a sudden, just like a splash of blood, it goes up against the door, and then like you can see a really bloody face of one of the scientists from before, like screams into the window, just like, ah! And then is taken away.
The gorilla scientist goes, "This is not good. Need bananas."
Not right now.
Like that scientist needs bananas or he
No, no, no. Gorilla scientist need banana to think.
Coco, not right now. I'm doing the math. Right here. My omega, I accounted for... I only accounted for a flux of 100 and it's off the charts.
So what should we do?
I mean, besides get out of here?
Besides get banana?
I guess we have to fix this problem. We have to stop that. We created a monster.
You created a monster.
You helped Coco.
Do not bring Coco into this. Coco did not ask to be intelligent. You gave Coco intelligence.
Coco, we needed you and you didn't say anything. You didn't stop us. You're smart enough to know better.
I know everything. And I know that we're on borrowed time right now, buddy. He's signing.
The lights go off. The emergency like red lights like turn on in all the labs.
Coco's eyes start shining like a flashlight.
Good thing we upgraded your retina.
Yes, very true.
All right, I'm gonna get on your back. I need you to just start running.
Coco starts doing like the gorilla run where it's like knuckles and things.
Right.
They go to a gorilla-sized hole, and they go right in there. But you know, and now they're in the gorilla hole.
Coco, it's is like, there way like out a... through here?
Only for a gorilla.
Coco,
go ahead.
Coco, you can't just leave me.
You did not give me banana. He signs.
Coco no. throws the scientist off his back and exits through the gorilla hole. There's a close-up on our scientist's face as he turns around, and then an ominous shadow is cast on his face. And then there's like a blackout and like a murder noise. And then opening credits.
Bird's eye view. Washington, D.C. Day.
The title comes up. Washington, D.C.
It's the president. He's
7:32 a.m.
He's sitting in his office and his phone rings. Ring, ring.
The president picks up the phone. What's the news? What is happening out there?
So far, we've had it contained to a 10-block radius, but we keep losing heavy casualties, sir.
Oh, this isn't good. This will not be good for the re-election. All right, Sergeant, do what has to be done. I'm giving the red alert on this.
Sir, are you sure?
I know the consequences and I know the negatives and the positives. I made a pro-cons list of all of this.
That's really good, sir. Okay. We're moving it up. I'm sending in 3 strike teams to destroy this monster.
Good.
So far no survivors have been found, sir. Should we release a statement?
Not yet. We need to get ahead of this. If the strike teams can do their job, then we'll look like heroes before we have to even mention the dead.
You're right. Like when we killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the camera POV changes, and it's like the back of a gorilla, and he's running through DC. It's like kind of like following him. You hear the president's voice in the background.
He like passes by the Lincoln, like the Lincoln statue. Is that the Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah, the Lincoln Memorial.
He's going fast. He's covered in blood. He's on a mission. The mission.
He's been stampeding over people. That's why he's so bloody.
Well, here's the thing. Coco is huge. He's a big gorilla. I mean,
he's bigger than normal.
He's bigger than normal. But the gorilla hole was only big enough for only Coco because it was like, you know. Don't worry, the schematics, it works out. But he's a big boy. So he's like running, and he makes it to the White House, but he stopped at the gates.
By, like, guards?
Yeah. No, it's like you know, like, there's, like, a fence, kind of. Like,
of course, sure.
Like, there's, like, the big barbed wire fence around the White House.
Yeah, that's
true. And he's, like, trying to get in. Yeah, he's shaking it.
There's, like, two Secret Service guys, at the entrance.
And they're like, what's going on? They have their guns drawn.
He's signing.
I don't.
Do you understand sign language?
I don't know sign language. You know sign language?
I actually do know sign language. My daughter is deaf.
Oh, wow, that must be challenging yet rewarding.
Yes, it is. Thank you. All right, the gorilla. He is saying, "My name is Coco.
My name is Coco. I am the gorilla. I have escaped from the facility. Only you have the power to stop this monster." And my eyes glow in the dark.
And his eyes glow in the dark.
Okay. That's good.
Hopefully that'll come back later.
Yeah. I need to see the president.
He needs to see the president. Should we let him?
We can't just let a gorilla see the president.
Well, I'm going to phone this in. Maybe the president himself will want to see the gorilla. I mean, he is the president. Plus, this gorilla is pretty cool, fucking cool.
So. I mean, it understands.
Yeah. Do you understand me, gorilla?
I heard I was called it. The gorilla is angry now.
Oh.
Don't worry, I have a banana.
He takes the banana and he eats the banana.
All right, just call the president, I guess.
All right. No problem. The one Secret Service member goes over and calls the president. President picks up the phone. Hello? Yes, hello, Mr. President. What is it? We have a big gorilla out here that wants to talk to you. I think you can probably hear it over the phone. Yeah, Jesus, I thought that was your partner. Good one, sir. So,
he got his ass.
Do you want to come out here and see the gorilla? He speaks sign language, and I know sign language. Oh yeah, I remember your daughter is deaf. That must be very challenging, but also like
rewarding.
Rewarding, thank you. I was gonna say heartfelt. I was like, what? That's not the word. Yes, it is, sir. Thank you. So you gonna see this gorilla? Of course, I gotta see this gorilla. I'll be right out.
The president's coming out.
Yeah, he's coming out of the White House to see the gorilla.
He's walking down. No Secret Service anywhere. The only people are the ones in the front.
He's doing like that light Joe Biden walk down the stairs. Just like,
yeah, man, that guy walks so much. Joe Biden, not the character.
Oh, okay.
The president gets to the entrance.
The entrance of the White House.
Yeah,
and then like, and then he's stopped by his vice president. Vice president.
His vice president.
Hey. What's up, Prez?
Hey, I'm going to see his gorilla.
Yeah, I got the memo. Someone called me, too.
You can probably see it out the window. Holy shit. You see
it? Well, I'm not looking out the window. I'm looking at bills and laws and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're in Congress because it's a split Congress right now.
So. Yeah, you're right.
Or split Senate, so you got to fucking make the calls. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no problem. All right, let's go see the gorilla.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
They skateboard down the banister.
They're
banister,
so cool, man. They're so cool.
The banister, like, what is it called? Like, the hand railing. Of the stairs of the White House.
It's like they're grinding down.
Yeah, they're grinding down.
This is the future that Zillennials want.
Yeah, hell yeah.
A skateboarding president.
Wake up, America.
And so the president and the vice president get to Coco. who's just kind of been pacing the grounds. Whoa. Hey, what's up, gorilla?
Hello. The security guard, the CSA, the Secret Service member that knows sign language walks up to the two of them. Hello, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President.
Hello.
This is Coco. He is here to help us with the problem that is ongoing in Seattle.
Mm. All right, go ahead, Coco.
Coco knows. Coco survived explosion. Coco barely made it out alive, but Coco saw the monster.
He saw the monster, sir.
He saw
the monster. The president does a kickflip.
Whoa.
I need to think.
That was cool.
All right. What can you tell? Can you add? The gorilla can understand us, right? The gorilla nods.
Coco nods.
Yes. Wow.
Coco nods.
Okay, cool.
Okay. What do we need to do? What is your advice for us?
I need to go home.
You need to go home.
We need to go to my home.
Does he mean where he's originally from or the laboratory he was endowed with intelligence?
Coco, do you have a question answer for that?
We need to go to both. There is a serum there that will help us.
Wait, the serum is where? He's not being very specific.
See, I'm glad that you asked that because the serum is actually in my home and that'll help us go to the laboratory.
I mean, we eventually do have to go to the laboratory because that's where the monster is.
Right, obviously.
Because you contained the monster. Coco heard.
Right. We did contain the monster. How'd Coco know that, sir?
Coco knows all. Coco endowed with intelligence.
Well, I was talking to the gorilla in the meantime. It took you a little bit to get down here to Mr. President, Mr. Vice President.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ask Coco what he knows about the monster.
You can ask him.
Coco,
knows.
What do you know about the monster?
Thank you for addressing me directly. Coco and the monster were in the laboratory together. We were tested on. We were lab mates, one would say.
Like,
Coco
like
want
roommates.
Banana. Coco want banana. Coco want banana.
That's a good one. Oh, I got another banana right here.
Okay. Coco not making joke. Coco.
Wait. Oh my god.
For those not watching, Alec has like a toy banana.
My dog literally just came up here with a toy banana that my friend Jess got for her.
Jake, you have something in your teeth.
I know, I just said that.
So anyway, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny. All right, so Coco has the banana. He's eating the banana. Coco says, we were both endowed with intelligence, so we are both intelligent. So you better watch out. We need to go. We need to find the other serum so we can give one of you the powers of Coco.
Wait, one of us is going to get the powers of Coco?
One of us, should it be you, sir, or me? Me, the vice president. I'm asking you, the president.
We need to fight this monster.
If anybody's going to fight for this country, it's going to be me.
All right, right, sir. Mm-hmm. And if you die, I become the president.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you do.
Hell yeah.
You've been waiting for this day, haven't you?
I really haven't been counting the days.
Hell yeah, dude. All right.
Like
all right,
president.
Coco, where is your home?
Coco says, the moon. We have to go to the moon. Oh no, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. Coco make joke.
That's
we have
funny.
To go to,
That's
we have
funny.
To go, we have to go to the Amazon rainforest.
That makes more sense.
Right, I was going to say, I mean, obviously we've never been to the moon.
Yeah, I know. Oh, what? Because
Coco,
because
how do you know that?
Coco knows moon landing fake. All right, would you like to ride on Coco's back? He faster than plane.
You can traverse water.
I came all the way, here from Seattle.
How are we gonna get across the ocean?
Coco, hold! He holds you, and he starts going. Coco's running. And as he runs, he leaps in the air And that leap takes them all the way to the Amazon, baby.
Over the Atlantic.
Over the Atlantic. They go and they, as they're flying in the air, they see all the little fishies and things. It's a majestic sight. It's a giant monkey flying in the air, holding two people.
Only the two, the security. The president. The president, we should have brought the
security guard with us.
I'll take an ASL class on the ride over.
It's a quick ride. Coco faster than airplane.
We cut to the situation at the laboratory. We have a strike team entering a building. It's three men with guns and they're wearing camo. And
they have night vision.
Have night vision goggles on. Ready to check my six? Okay, check my nine.
What? Sorry. It was just you. Just you.
Don't get jumpy there. Okay.
Don't get jumpy, Schrader.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Schrader. Piece of garbage.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're just jealous. I did better in academy than you fucks. So I passed that exam with flying colors.
Boys. As self-appointed leader of this team.
Okay.
And well, you're to take it down.
Whoa.
Yeah, self-appointed.
Who voted for you?
Nobody did. I'm self-appointed. That's what it means.
Well, I self-appoint. Okay. I'd probably pick you, honestly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like I know you did better in academy, but my leadership scores are off the charts.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do, leader? Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're gonna keep going down this hallway where we're going down. But okay. I want you guys to pay attention. All right. All right.
Okay.
Listen, we're an elite strike team of three Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They want to send just three guys if they knew we couldn't do the job.
Yeah. This is like Osama bin Laden.
It's exactly like Osama bin Laden. You know, I was there.
Really?
I was there.
Zero Dark 30. Were you the one that wrote the book?
I ghost wrote it.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
How did it end?
I could have wrote it myself, but I ghost wrote it.
How did it end? Did you die or something?
No, Osama bin Laden dies at the end.
Wait, I thought you ghost wrote it, though, so you aren't...
No, I'm not dead.
Oh, my God, that's why you ghost wrote. That's funny.
No, you guys made that joke. You guys, see, funny. This is why I'm the leader. It's because I know what ghostwriting is.
They hear a distant thudding in the background.
All right, guys. All right. I'll take point.
Okay.
They start going down the hallway again towards the thudding noise.
Matthias, what is it?
Wait, Schrader, go thermal.
Thermal mode like? Activated. What? I see one creature. It's moving. Towards us.
Obviously.
Towards us.
What?
Schrader gets grabbed and thrown in the darkness.
No!
No, Schrader!
My character, whatever his name is, just starts shooting around them.
Ah, you hit me!
Oh, you shot Schrader! But also, there's a whimpering. Oh, he shot the monster.
Oh, thank God, thank God.
The monster runs away very fast. Faster than an airplane.
Schrader, are you okay?
Schrader comes in the light. He has a giant, like, bite mark in him. And a bullet wound, too. Because he was
shot. Oh, holy crap.
How do I look?
My character throws up.
Your character's name is Matthias.
Matthias.
You hit it. You hit it, though. You got it.
We hit it.
I think its weakness is bullets.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That's also your weakness, Schrader.
Oh, damn. Also,
but just yours, not mine.
Yeah, because you're bulletproof.
That's what
Don't say that.
Point.
That's right. That's my point. All right, we're going to bandage you up, and we're going to keep going, okay?
My character bandages him up and slings his arm around him and continues to carry
I'm not feeling
Schrader.
I'm not feeling too good, man.
Shut up, Schrader.
Shut up, Schrader. You're going to see this. You're going to see this operation through.
Or die trying. Don't be a coward.
Okay. Or my name isn't Larry.
That's right.
God, Larry. Should I do thermal again?
We cut back to the Amazon rainforest.
Coco.
We see Coco a bunch lands.
Knocking down several trees. It's like a...
a bunch of, like, parrots and birds, like, fly up into the sky.
Coco says, we are here.
Luckily, the president has time to learn ASL.
He's a fast learner.
Fast learner. Because Coco faster than airplane. Hello. We are here. We have landed.
Thank you, Coco.
We need to find Coco, home of rock.
Home of what? What? Home of rock?
Like the Hard Rock Cafe? Like, is there one?
Coco Home is rock. You have to go into Coco Home.
Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Do you know any...
And then it echoes. Over there.
And then,
there's,
like...
There's a callback.
Is that your family?
Coco, is that your family?
Wife of Coco. Visits?
How long has it been since you've seen your wife?
Years. Many years.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
She's small, like you.
She's a human?
No, she's a regular-sized gorilla.
No, she's human.
Oh, shit. Damn, she has some lungs. She has some pipes on her.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Come visit.
You know what else is awesome?
A kickflip.
Come on Coco's back. Coco leaps in the air and with them again, and they land into a giant gorilla home. It's like the Flintstones, where it's like a rock house, but it's fucking yeah.
Bedrock.
A beautiful, beautiful woman runs out and greets Coco.
Oh, Coco. Oh, Coco, you're back. It's been so long. It's been so long.
How is son? Coco says.
Your son, my son, is he's grown up. He went looking for you.
What?
He's been looking for you for a year.
Coco here.
Well, I see that, but our son is gone.
All of a sudden, we hear a call in the distance.
Who that?
Oh, that's no one.
That sound like someone.
Coco, don't be mad. Coco, I said don't be mad. Don't be mad. You're really scary. Well, you've been gone for years, and I remarried.
Coco ripped her in half.
The president does a sad ollie. That was not cool.
Coco, not cool.
Coco just did that without thinking.
Okay, well, Coco, they endowed you with intelligence and you're just not going to think.
Well, reason why Coco came home was to see wife. and to get the serum. But
oh, we should find the serum then.
But problem.
What?
Serum with sun.
Oh no!
Ah shit!
Just then, a second gorilla lands in the gorilla cage. It's obviously his wife's new husband.
Oh yeah.
There's a big epic gorilla fight.
The other gorilla bites Coco in the neck and hangs on, and Coco's trying to shake him off. And then he throws him.
And then he hits a large tree and he falls to his knees and his hands are on the ground and he's struggling to get up.
Coco goes over, puts his giant ape hand on his face and pushed so much pressure on it that his skull just explodes.
On the ground.
Boom! This is a rated R. This is like Mortal Kombat. These are like fatalities in this movie. Boom! Coco win again.
Flawless victory. All right, Coco. So how do we find your son then?
Tracker on son.
Oh my tracker!
Holy shit! Do you have a device to track him?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is it?
Where is he?
Can't find thing that broadcasts the track. We have to find the tracker so we can track Coco-san.
Okay.
We have to use the trees in the forest. All of a sudden, bird's eye view, the trees are like mechanical. Must go in air to get aerial view. That'll show sun location.
Okay, you okay. Do that, Coco.
Go ahead.
Coco jumps in the air.
The camera stays on the president and the vice president. Yo, it's kind of messed up how he killed that woman.
Yeah, that was... I don't know if we can trust Coco.
I think, honestly, Coco's probably a threat to national security. I'll say it.
Look, we need to use him in order to neutralize this threat.
Yeah, but what if he gets, you know, fed up with, like, human supremacy?
That is a possible threat. Look. Look, Jameson.
Yeah.
I think we need to be... We need to be ready to act.
Are you saying... Samson, tell me if you're saying this.
I'm saying... We need to be ready to have our fingers on the nuke button.
Right. Aim it you right at Coco.
You brought the nuclear football, right?
I did. He holds up a football. Inside is a little nuke.
All right. Be prepared to have to use that at any point with Coco, because
he
is a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon, honestly.
And he does not abide by the law.
No. He's fed up.
All right. And with that, Coco falls back down.
They, like, scramble to hide the nuclear football.
At one point, the vice president, like, drops it and he gets, like, really scared. And then he just picks it up gingerly and puts it in his like, tote bag.
His tote bag. What was item?
That was just a football.
Just a football. We were playing catch while you were up there.
Passing the time.
You know, the great American pastime, because we're great Americans.
Mm-hmm. I found Sun.
All right, where is he?
Would you like to know where he is?
I just asked.
Yes, we did. We would.
Three bananas.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Damn it. Do you have any bananas on you?
No, I don't have any bananas. Oh, look, there's some in that tree.
Luckily.
Oh, God, I got a fucking...
Yeah,
climb
the tree. You're the president, sir.
Coco could easily just grab this banana. Instead, the president is climbing.
Coco will not do it.
He's putting up he's sassy.
The president starts climbing the tree. Listen, Coco.
Yes.
I don't know about this president. If you're gonna make him into a crazy, you know, ape man, we may have to take him out.
Did you learn sign language, Coco said?
I did, yeah.
Okay, awesome. While I was in air?
Yes.
We take
well,
out
I've been
president.
Playing it. I got my headphones in. I've been playing it on loop.
Take out president. Coco could rip.
You're listening to How Did You American Sign Language?
That's ironic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Oh. Wait, Coco, you were saying?
You want to take out president?
We may have to, because the plan is, as it stands, to find your son and then give that serum to the president. He's probably going to become an ape man. I'm just saying he's a loose cannon and he may have to be neutralized.
Well, Coco could rip him apart.
Okay, I'm saying when I give the order, if needed, will you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. The president returns with three bananas.
He has his shirt off. He's like, I've never felt so alive. I can't wait to take that serum.
Coco,
here are your bananas, Coco.
Coco takes one banana for him, and then he disperses the other two bananas. Bananas for friends, Coco says.
The three of them share a banana.
It's like smoking a cigar with a gorilla, but inside it's an eating banana.
All right, so where's your son, Coco?
Coco says, I should have asked for two bananas for me. Shit. Coco's still hungry. But son, in Seattle.
Oh my god!
Holy shit! That's where
that's where the monster is.
That's where the monster is.
Yeah, you know that. You came from Seattle. Oh,
I mean, Coco doesn't really have sense of. Well, he did leap perfect. I did leap perfectly to the to the Amazon,
Washington D.C.
to Washington. I mean, to Washington, and then I leapt right to Amazon. So
yeah, and then we leapt into your home.
Yeah, that is true. All right,
and you fucking broke a woman in half.
Yeah,
she was hot.
That was my wife.
Yeah, we
Coco
understand.
Had a son with her. Has a son.
That's a whole entire thing we're not going to get into.
All right. Coco, he has like a little tracker. He got it in the air. Use tree. It was like, you know, an Avatar, they have like those giant floaty rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so he leapt up in the air, went on one of the rocks, and at the top of the rock was like a little tracker.
How do we not know that these things
honestly,
are in the Amazon
rainforest?
Honestly,
we should have noticed that.
We were too busy bulldozing it down that we never looked up.
That's right. We never realized how
them.
Magic the Amazon was.
Everybody looks at the camera. Save the Amazon.
All right, Coco, let's go back to Seattle.
All right.
We cut back to the
they
SEAL.
Leap.
Cut back to SEAL Team 3.
Yeah, SEAL Team 3.
Uh-huh.
They've entered like a cafeteria part of this building that they're in.
The lab.
Schrader's still straight, way wounded.
He's like going delirious.
And there was a talking monkey, and he spoke sign language. And I saw it in my dream.
Sign language.
What? We.
Matthias gives the halt signal. All right, guys, we're gonna camp here for a little bit, okay?
I'll get some food for Schrader.
Get some food for Schrader. Put some in his mouth.
Try to clean up the wound with some water.
Yeah, there you go.
His arms are both stumps now.
they fall.
Yeah, off. They just fell off. He's trying to like lift a bowl to eat it, but he has stumpy arms.
He's got stump arms. He keeps dropping his bowl.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm worried.
What are you worried about? He yells from the other room.
What?
I'm listening. I'm getting the water.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That guy's in the other room.
Is there
for a second,
else?
I thought it was some other disembodied voice.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Whew. Too. Whew.
Maybe I'm going crazy. Hey, Schrader.
What?
Anyway, I'm worried. I'm just worried we're going to see this monster again and we're not going to be able to take it out. I mean, we're only a SEAL team of three people.
I know.
Yeah, you said we would be enough, but...
I mean, I did say that. I told the general that specifically so we could have this mission.
I don't know if we are.
Guys, this is our 100th mission. This is our 100th mission together.
Yeah, we were 2 days away from retirement.
2 days away from retirement.
Well, we must continue on.
Hey, you're starting to feel better.
Yeah,
Larry
you look
comes
good.
Back with the water and starts putting damp bandages on the stumps and also has a bottle up to Schrader's lips for him to drink. There's a glass shatters in the background. What was that?
I think it was glass.
That's very true. That's
yeah,
very
but what
astute.
What did it? What did it?
I don't know.
Schrader, turn on your thermal.
Yeah, Schrader, go thermal.
Here, put it on my eyes. Put it down.
Larry puts the camera down on Schrader's eyes and turns the little knob. Make it go thermal. All
right. I see two figures.
What?
I thought there was only one. Well,
that's what we were told.
They're running in opposite directions, though. One of them is running right towards us. Oh, my God! Another one's coming!
Just then, the monster burst through the double doors of the room. But it's not what they thought.
They all go, oh, my God!
Oh, no!
Oh, it's you! And then... It's a man gorilla.
It's a man gorilla. We come back to Coco and the president, and president and vice president land in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, they're flying, and then they land. He grabs like the space needle, and he like goes.
They spin around the space needle.
Like, whoa, this is way cooler than an ollie.
He's holding on.
Okay, Ma. Coco. Where are we going from here?
Coco goes, and it echoes.
Coco, answer the question. Oh.
We cut back to SEAL Team 3. The monster in front of them has now turned around and is yelling to the sky. Oh my god, what's it doing? What's it doing?
Guys,
guys, should we just kill it? Should we just kill
shoot it? Shoot it! Shoot
the it! The mangorilla looks back. Don't shoot.
Why can't we shoot you?
I am here to help.
You're helping?
Oh. Is but you're this? The monster. Are you not the monster?
Is there another?
I am the new monster. Well, I'm not a monster. I mean,
you're kind of entire thing. You're kind of a monster. You're
I am definitely an abomination.
You're definitely like an abomination. Uh-huh,
yeah.
But I am here to help man and bridge the gap between man and gorilla.
Okay. Well,
literally,
if you're not the monster, then what is the monster?
All of a sudden, there's some snarling down the hallway. The three of them whip their heads down the hallway. There's some low clicking noises.
Like the Predator?
Yeah, kinda. Kinda alien-esque. And then the swirling red lights catches the monster's face every now and then, and you see just a slimy frog-like monster.
Ooh, it's got big lion fangs, and it's kind of like standing up on its haunches.
All of a sudden, its eyes illuminate.
Oh no, I think it can see us, guys.
It blinds the four of them.
Ah! Trader holds a stump in front of his eyes.
And then all of a sudden, the light dies down, and it's the monster's gone.
I think it saw us.
It definitely saw us.
It definitely did see us.
Well, I have so many questions for this man-ape person.
Yeah, me too.
I am Son of Coco. My
okay.
name.
Okay, wait, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Here's the story. He starts telling the story. Cut back to Coco and the vice
top
president.
On the space needle.
It's like yeah. It's like the. He's just hearing his scream back to him. Woo! Woo! Coco, son, nearby.
All right, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Okay. Coco
leaps
in the air
from the top of the space needle.
And he comes crashing down, destroying buildings. Is this okay, President?
It's within the radius, the 10-mile radius that we set up, so you should be fine.
Yeah, plus he could probably pardon you.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. We gotta talk about this for a second. Does Coco have rights? Like, all human rights?
I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the president jabs the serum into his arm.
What serum? We don't have the serum yet.
The serum from the sun.
I don't know. We
serum.
Got the serum at some.
We did it.
No, the sun has the serum.
Has the serum.
Oh, that's right. The sun.
The president
has the
just
serum.
Did heroin.
God.
The president. Wait, was that not the serum? You guys?
No.
Did you get that serum on the ground?
God, I thought. I got it back in the Amazon. It fell.
Oh
in.
No!
Oh no!
No 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 no!
Oh shit! Oh god! I don't know what it's like to be on heroin.
I was gonna say, president is gone, man.
The president is high.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess I guess, first of all, because the president's like this, this makes me acting president.
What is Coco demand vice president?
I can't just do that. It's
Coco
whole...
killed Speaker of the House. Coco killed all successing people.
What?
This Coco's plan.
All right, fine. I guess here, come here. The vice president out of his tote bag pulls out like a Bible.
A pocket
Bible.
And
he's like, I'm going to swear you in now. Okay, Coco.
Okay.
We cut right to the SEAL team and Son of Coco.
Wow.
They're running down the hall again.
That was
we need some place to hide. Traitors losing a lot of blood.
I'm gone, man. I'm losing a lot of blood.
Here, come in here. It's an operating room in the laboratory.
Oh.
Here. There's blood bags in this refrigerator. There's also Mountain Dew. Anybody want a Mountain Dew?
I'll take one.
They all have Mountain Dews. Someone, they hook up an IV for Schrader with blood, and the other one's for Mountain Dew.
I was going to say, yep. Oh. Before I die, ape man.
Okay, here's the question.
Yeah.
Coco's son.
Son of Coco.
Whatever your name is.
My name is Jerry.
Jerry.
Okay. Oh, my name's Larry. Holy shit.
Whoa.
Jerry and Larry.
Right. What
my name's
is
Schrader.
This monster, Son of Coco? Schrader, shut up. What is this monster? What's it for? Yeah.
This monster is my godfather.
So it's like friend
Coco
with your dad?
And him were best friends. They both were experimented on this very lab.
Yeah, but the question is, why?
Because the human race is flawed, and they wanted to make their own monsters in order to fight the upcoming rebellion.
Wait, rebellion?
Wait, yeah, whoa, what?
There is a large monster rebellion forming deep within the earth, and they're coming.
What? Listen, they didn't brief us on this. I'm so in the dark
monster
right now.
Monster rebellion in the earth?
Yeah. Yeah, in the earth. They were born within the earth, and they're coming to reclaim the earth.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Do you think the president knows about this?
The president knows nothing about it.
Oh my god, the president doesn't know.
Oh my god, we know more than the president. I think we're acting president now.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
I heard the speaker of the house, everybody is dead. So I guess we're...
Alright, okay. I'm self-appointed president then.
I also would vote for you to be the president.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
I agree.
All right, president.
What about you, Jerry?
Sure.
Wait, okay, well, you're probably... Are you even an American citizen, Jerry?
I am not an American citizen.
This sounds complicated.
No. We don't care what you want, then.
Yeah, that's why I said sure.
All right, really, I'm the president.
Congratulations.
All
right, my first act...
minimum wage.
Minimum wage is now $20 an hour.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
And all Navy SEALs make $1 million a second.
Wow. A second. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Talk about a stimulus package.
And Schrader, yeah. I pardon you from death. So
Schrader,
you shouldn't
his
die.
His arms
now.
Suddenly grow.
He stops bleeding. I feel better. You did it.
I didn't know the president could do that. The
president can do anything.
I was just kind of winging it, you know? Firing from the hip.
All right, so now what?
Then Coco and the president and vice president burst into the room.
The president is still very
high.
The
president is just like on Coco's back, like way out of it.
Coco looks at his son. Son.
Dad.
Son of Coco.
Father of Jerry.
The serum. Where?
Right here. Do you want it? I'm not going to throw it.
Coco in his big hand. His hand is like a thumb, you know? It's just so fucking big. So the serum is on his like little...
Who gets serum? Who gets serum? Coco forget.
It was supposed to be the president.
All right. Well, I'm acting
Whoa.
Coco, I am the vice president, acting president.
Coco know about football.
What do you mean, Coco?
Coco know about football. Coco has hearing. He can hear in the sky.
Wait, so you know about the nuclear codes?
Coco knows the nuclear codes.
You know what?
You should have taken Coco out while you could.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Just kidding,
Dad.
Just kidding, Coco. Coco, good boy. Coco, not gonna blow up. But Coco knows the nuclear codes.
Don't scare me like that. I saw you rip a woman in half.
Wait, what? Dad. What did she, what woman?
Coco.
Oh, killed. There's this woman that he said was his wife. He ripped her right in half.
You killed mom?
Mom, cheat on Coco. Coco, no, forgive.
Oh,
Coco,
God.
Kill your new dad.
This is so much all of a sudden. I really liked Kerchak. The fucking Tarzan reference.
Listen.
Okay, Coco, gift to acting president. He goes and he hands it.
Both the vice president and the Navy SEAL raise their hand.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. I'm the acting president.
The other Schrader and Larry, they pipe up. Yeah, we just appointed him because we heard that all the other speaker in the House and all the other succeeding members have been killed by Coco.
My arms just grew back.
They were. But I'm acting
His arms
president.
Grew back. My That's arms fucking wild. Back.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, only the acting president has the powers to do that.
Everybody
well, here, let
that.
Me try this. I pardon you from having arms.
Now, all of a sudden, his arms fall off.
See, I'm acting president.
So, who's the president?
Wait, see if you can put it... So, if he was able to put his arms back on, and he was able to take his arms off... I think there needs to be a fight to the death.
Maybe I'm the president.
Schrader?
Schrader?
Oh, everything's happening to me, right?
Well, okay, try it.
Try what?
Grow your arms back.
He can't. Oh, well, maybe you guys just need to fight.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's just a big fight between the vice president and the Navy SEAL.
Matthias.
Fighting. Matthias.
I hope we see a fatality.
He's getting shot at, and the vice president's ducking, and he's hitting him with a skateboard. And it comes to a standstill. The vice president disarms Matthias, and he pulls out the nuclear football. And he points it at him. I pardon you from being president.
Does he explode?
No, well, you're just not president anymore.
He's like, got you at gunpoint.
Got you.
But it's nuke point.
It's nuke point. See, look, I wasn't even going to do it. And then he presses the button and he blows up. But it's like a little explosion. So
it's
no.
only him. It it's like only implodes.
Him. All right, okay. Holy now, shit. So now, as acting president, my next order is this. Give the serum to this guy. He points at Schrader.
What?
Yeah, me? you're gonna be the monkey man.
Don't you want to be the monkey man though? All the intelligence and the powers.
I want to be the president.
All right.
I need you to stop this monster.
I will take the monkey serum. If you
Coco
insist.
Coco injects Schrader with the monkey serum.
All of a sudden, his arms start to grow, and you know his body starts to grow, and then he's now Monkey Man.
Just then, the monster bursts into the room.
It's a giant frog-like thing.
Frog-like thing with
lion frog on its haunches.
This is the first time we get a good look at
it. Like a real good look at it, yeah. Oh, it's grotesque.
It's like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
It's got like glasses on top of its head.
Like Rango?
Yeah.
Like Rango.
Like Rango, yeah.
Coco.
It starts to talk.
Oh, it starts to talk?
Coco. Nice to see you again. It catches a fly with its tongue.
Coco's doing sign language. The monster knows sign language. It's
hello, friend. Long time no, Coco.
Yes, you left me here.
Coco saw a gorilla-sized hole and had to go through.
There was no hole for me, though. So you just left your old friend to rot here in the lab.
Well, you killed all the scientists.
So we could escape together. What, did you like them?
They were my friend, sir.
You were one of them. Because remember, you were one of the gorillas. You were a gorilla scientist.
I was the gorilla scientist, yes. I was promoted. I did. You remember all those experiments I did on you?
Yeah.
And that's probably why you're so gross looking.
You did this to me. I thought we were friends. You made me the godfather of Jerry.
Okay, honestly, you kind of imposed, and I felt weird saying no, and you were just like, I want to be the godfather, and everybody was kind of there, so I had to be like, yeah, so. But, yes, you're the godfather.
So this was all a farce? Our friendship was nothing but a lie to you?
All right, go, monkey people, fight! Get him!
Schrader jumps onto the monster, and there's this big epic fight. There's teeth and claws and monkey noises.
All the monkeys in the room like yell back.
The vice president does a kickflip.
President's ODing in the back or something.
They really should Narcan him. Anywho.
Narcan, yeah. They're in a fucking lab. There's probably some
around. Yeah, there's probably some around. At the end of the fight, Schrader stands above the monster. He's beaten and bloody. His arms are off again.
Oh, poor Schrader.
But he's won.
The beast is decimated.
What?
Blood splurts out of the monster's mouth. Coco.
Yes.
I just need to tell you.
Yes.
There's more of us coming.
He dies.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
The monster's in the center of the earth. Coco signs.
Wait, whoa. I am the president. The acting president. And I didn't know about that.
Did everybody else know about this?
Well, you were part of the SEAL team that I just told. Remember that?
Oh, no, I'm the acting president.
The vice president.
So I wasn't there for that.
The other president got blown up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthias.
Wait, Matthias got blown up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not follow that. I thought Matthias got blown. I thought Matthias was the one that stayed alive.
No.
No. Got blown up. Well,
okay.
Anyway, there's monsters at the center of the earth.
There's three of us, and there's one center of the earth with a ton of monsters.
Jerry, Coco, can you make more Gorilla Man serum?
I need... It took me 10 years.
But we can try.
I need it more. I need it faster.
Together. Oh,
go ahead. Have your moment.
Together, father.
Together, we son. They hold hands. This is very intimate. Do you forgive me for killing your mother?
She was cheating on you, so I understand.
Yes.
There's nothing but trust in a gorilla's life.
Coco puts on his old lab coat. Let's get to work.
Credits!
Credits!
Whoa! Wow, we're gonna do a post credits.
Were you gonna do credits too there, Jesse?
I was gonna do credits, yep.
Okay, cool. Thank gosh.
Oh yeah, that was the end of that movie.
Uh-huh,
that was
yeah.
the end of that. You wanna do an end credits
scene? I wanna do a post credits scene. So okay. it's the center of the earth and there are a bunch of monsters and you know they're all converging to one spot and like in the center is kind of like I don't know, like the leader of the monsters, uh-huh. and they're all like bowing to him and they're like making a noise. And the camera goes up, and then the leader of the monsters is somebody. We don't know.
it's
Pitbull.
It's a Pitbull monster played by Pitbull.
Oh my God. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Center of the World Wide.
Mr. Center of the World Wide.
The credits keep rolling to a Pitbull.
Dale!
Ooh.
Oh,
That was kind of...
That one was wild.
That was wild. That was fun. I liked it.
I like our little improv mistakes where we had the president OD because Alec didn't get the memo that serum was with Jerry.
That's why we're visiting.
That's wow. one.
That's, all right. What are
he was so he's like I this must be the serum.
it's always so funny to me how abruptly we kill characters.
Yeah,
like the wife.
Yeah, like the wife.
Also,
I was just like, oh man, a hot lady.
I just want to point out that this one did not pass the Bechdel test.
No.
There was one woman in it, and we killed her.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
So, we're a product.
The sequel will pass the Bechdel test, we promise.
I want to make a sequel.
Well, they're going to reboot it in 30 years with an all-female cast.
Of course.
So.
Well, what's the name of this
one
called?
What is the name of this?
Coco versus the world.
It would be fun if we did like Coco or like I don't know something like versus.
Coco versus
the establishment.
Coco versus America.
I like that. Coco versus America.
Dope.
That's fucking funny.
This is so stupid.
I mean, it was a monster movie. Like, what else would you expect from us?
That's good. That was good.
That was a fun genre. This is a movie, like, we haven't done anything like that before.
Yeah, we haven't done a monster movie yet.
You know what I really wanted us to do that we haven't done yet? We haven't done, like, a talking animal movie.
Yeah.
We tried to that one time.
Oh, yeah, the zoo one.
The zoo one.
We don't talk about the zoo.
We don't talk about the zoo one.
Maybe subscribe to our Patreon and you'll hear the zoo one.
We don't have a Patreon right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know
if I have enough followers.
I think I deleted my copy of the zoo one. It was
send us $10.
So disgusted with it.
Whoops.
No, I might have it.
Oh, good. Mm. Oh, goodness. So what's new, boys? What's new? Give our fans a little update.
I got a new car.
Nice.
Both Jesse and I had our birthdays recently.
Happy birthdays!
We're 24 now. We're old men.
My God, you're 24?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Old. I'm a 21. I'm a young.
Oh, we're all vaxxed now. We're vaxxed.
We're all vaxxed now.
We're all ready to get together again.
We talked about it a little bit earlier, but Jesse and I both graduated from our respective programs
we're both another degree smarter.
Mm-hmm. One degree smarter. Who knows? One day maybe we'll become. Yep.
We'll become what?
I was going to say maybe one day we'll become a gorilla scientist. One day.
Did you like that moral dilemma of like, just Coco get rights?
That is funny.
So you have to think about it. Like animals don't have the same rights as people.
Like hyper intelligent.
But like Coco can do sign language and communicate. So
that's true. That's based on the real gorilla.
I was just going to say, yeah.
That real Coco does sign language? There's a real gorilla that does sign language. Obviously not as smart as our fake Coco, but isn't that wild? Something
looking in, that worth looking into. I'm curious. If you know, if gorillas
that's what
are citizens.
Jane Goodall, right? Jane Goodall was
she's like a conservationist and stuff, but she...
Wasn't she
the one that like worked with Coco a lot?
I have no idea, maybe.
I know like Robin Williams was like...
Yeah, Robin Williams met Coco.
Yeah, was friends with Coco. And like Coco was like said like sad or something. Was like
when he died,
yeah. It was like a really sweet moment. And you're like, aw.
But it's weird to me how animals like experience grief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just odd.
Yeah, it's weird because it's just like I feel like my one dog, Bernie, he passed away a year ago. I feel like Andy, my other dog that we had while Bernie was alive, like Andy, I feel like didn't really care. Like, I don't know. I didn't really notice much difference from her behavior.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Because, like, we know that animals experience grief.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably...
Maybe she was sad. Maybe they weren't friends. You, like, never know if animals aren't friends either.
That's kind of funny to think. Like, if you have more than one dog, like, do they actually like it? Like, you know, they, like...
They have, like, an Adam Savage, Jamie Hyman relationship.
Yeah.
They just kind of tolerate each other.
That's so fucking funny.
I feel like Bernie and Andy, like... Bernie was definitely a little bit more, like... Like, just like, hey, keep your distance a little bit. But I feel like near the end, they were cuddling next to each other. They were snuggling.
That is cute.
Do you have a dog? Email us. Also, email us. Do gorillas have rights? if you're a gorilla activist and you know about gorilla rights.
If you're a gorilla listening to this podcast...
Send us
in
a banana.
Hopefully we didn't offend you. Do you think... What if there's like a future where gorillas obviously are the dominant species, a la Planet of the Apes?
Right.
And they like find this archive of us talking about gorillas.
What if they're like gorilla podcast, gorilla comedy improv podcasters, and they do like a talking human in it? They're like, haha, be talking human.
There's a human scientist.
Could you even imagine that? I couldn't.
I couldn't.
That's fucking me neither.
Oh my gosh, have you seen the old Planets of the Apes one?
No,
it's such a good movie. It's so good. Charlton Heston plays the man in it, and he's phenomenal. And it's like such a mind bending like piece of sci-fi. Obviously it's been in like the zeitgeist forever and ever.
Right.
I was going to say, because like the big thing at the end is that it's like, it's Earth.
It's
right?
Earth, yeah. Well, because that's the thing, is like the premise is, I mean, we don't have to get into it, but yeah, he comes back from space and he thinks he's on a different planet for like the long time. And that's like the whole, that's like the M. Night Shyamalan thing of like, oh no, this is Earth. Right at the end.
Because it's awesome. Like the Statue of Liberty, right?
Yeah. And it's such a great piece of film. It's a good movie. I suggest watch it. I haven't seen any of the new ones. Are they good?
Yeah, I saw the first one with James Franco.
I feel like I've only seen the second one. And I liked the second one.
That's good.
Cool.
Maybe I did see the second one. What's Maybe your I favorite movie with monkeys? Email us. Tell us your
email
favorite
us.
Movie.
Jake, we keep talking about emailing us. What is our email address?
So if you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email us, if you have any complaints, address them to Alec. If you have any fun stories or any fun little quirks or things you want to send, address it to Jake. And if you have things about, I don't know, something, send it to all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to Jesse.
You can send us suggestions for TVs and movie shows to watch, to talk about movie shows is what I said.
Maybe we'll pick
talk, it. To pick about, we'll pick it. We'll read it. We still have to do Kangaroo Jack based on a suggestion I got from my buddy long ago, which will probably be the next episode. because I have to do it. It's my turn.
Jesse turn.
You can follow us at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Screenplay PCast. That's P-cast. The letter P.
Mm-hmm.
So that's us collectively. You can hit us up on there if you have suggestions or you want to DM us or whatever. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's us collectively, but individually you can follow me at on Instagram and Twitter at Jesse Sarowitz.
You can follow me. I'm at Alec Combs, C-O-M-E-S, on Twitter. Also, check out my YouTube channel. I just put out a big old commentary video about Hoops and Yo-Yo, Hallmark's cartoon mascots that you may have forgotten, but will surely remember, hopefully, when you watch the video. It's a big, fun episode where I talk about how they got started, where they went, and also I completely demolish their Christmas special. So check that out, Alec Combs on YouTube.
If you want to follow me, Jakey the Snakey, I am at JakeRubin69 on Twitter, at JakeRubin27 on Instagram. And that's how you find me.
Well, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie at night.
At night.
At night.
Hopefully we'll see you again. Star Wars Day. I'm hoping we see you again in 2 weeks. I'm not going to make any promises, but...
Yeah, maybe we'll have promises. To record in 1 week, so that way we know that we'll do it in
we'll
2 weeks.
We'll have to... hopefully we'll record, yeah, because, you know, Jake and I are graduated now, so...
So now we're
and
men.
Also, we're fully vaxxed.
So should we be back together soon?
Hopefully.
Maybe a certain boy's birthday that's coming up, too. The next birthday in the... I see nods.
In the trilogy.
In the trilogy, yep.
Well, this has been Screenplay Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Lightspeed!
A Studio Ghibli film. The end.
Rip-a-tious.